Good morning, everyone, on this fine Monday morning. Glad to be back with you. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin. Welcome to the program, Escape from Freedom. This morning, I have several news items that I want to share with you. I'm just going to give you the headlines now, and then we come back from the break. We're going to talk about them. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the shooting in Chicago, or in Illinois, actually, and they're looking for clues about the campus shooter, and I have a few ideas on some clues. The Jerusalem Post this morning is talking about a sex festival in the Holy Land. Airline mergers could mean fare hikes and fewer routes for American passengers. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is defending his proposal of teaching children about the Holocaust, and it's kind of an unusual approach that he has come up with, or someone has come up with it anyway. And Israelis are asking in the Jerusalem Post, why all the leniency for pedophiles? There have been quite a few cases that have been going on for quite a long time, and they're asking why the laws are not more strict. And they're asking about why, what laws are in place, why are they not enforced? And, oh yes, here's another Israel-related story this morning. I just hit so many interesting stories about Israel this morning. It was kind of interesting and all sort of came together. The BBC News is also reporting about Israel's fight against sex trafficking. Now, this has been going on for quite a long time. It's had a lot of press because prostitution is legal there. It's actually more profitable to traffic in women, they have learned, as opposed to drugs. So that's sort of the new drug trafficking is among women, unfortunately. We'll be talking about that. Also, Bush has been chiding Congress over the spy law lapse. You know, we've been talking a lot about FISA. And this little phrase they want to put in there called immunity for the telecommunications companies. And there's been quite a bit of backlash. There have been several senators who have been filibustering this bill. And I applaud them. And I commend them for standing up, having a few voices at least left in Congress to stand up and say, we're still a republic. We still have a constitution. We still have a Bill of Rights. We still have this thing called due process. All right. Anyway, we're going to take our first break and we'll come back to all these stories. Just stay with us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Talk about this airline merger that's in the making, and there's more to come. A wave of airline consolidation may bring turbulence for passengers who could see less competition, higher ticket prices, and a reduction in routes if some of the nation's biggest carriers get bigger. Those predictions come as Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines are believed to be inching closer to a merger agreement that could create the world's largest air carrier and spur other domestic carriers to combine. That deal could be announced as early as this week. At the same time, Continental Airlines is also in talks with both United and American. Analysts see a United Continental merger as the most likely deal to follow a Northwest Delta agreement. The merger involving Continental and United could be a mixed bag, with some areas possibly losing some domestic flights but picking up others, as well as more flights to Latin America and other international destinations. If both Delta Northwest and United Continental mergers go through, the number of major hub-and-spoke domestic air carriers would go from 6 to 4, with the new Delta Northwest and United Continental giants controlling about 37% of the air traffic market between them. Merger advocates say consolidation will help airlines reduce soaring costs, become more efficient, and offer consumers more options. Consolidation is less about dominating the U.S. market and more about expanding domestic carriers' international reach at a time when the industry is becoming more global. And yada, yada, yada. They keep giving more good points about this. I'll tell you why I'm talking about this morning. I'll tell you where I think it's going. I strongly believe, and I saw this a couple of years ago after coming back from an international trip and some things that happened while I was traveling, and I strongly believe that the airlines one day are going to be run by the government. That way they'll have more effective control, which is ultimately what they want, over the people who fly, and that it is ultimately what the TSA is aiming for with this no-fly list and the excessive so-called security at airports. And, you know, I've also mentioned the increasing application of biometrics, facial recognition technology. The new program that's called Hostile Intent, where if you have a nanosecond of an expression on your face, it will be registered simply by virtue of your walking through a terminal. So watch, listen, see what happens. That's my opinion. That's where I think things are going. It's going to end up, air traffic will end up in the hands of the government one day. You know, Bush has been pretty angry. He's been pretty upset about this lapse in the spy law, and he's been lashing out at Congress. It says, President Bush scolded Congress for allowing a government eavesdropping law to expire at midnight this past Saturday, saying the failure to act will make it more difficult to track terrorists and, quote, we may lose a vital lead that could prevent an attack on America. Bush used his weekly radio address to escalate his war of words with the Democratic leadership of Congress. The Democrats accused Bush of fear-mongering and misrepresenting the facts. Well, you don't have to be a Democrat to see that. Our savvy listeners and talk show hosts on RBN have been talking about that quite frequently, and you don't have to be a Democrat to understand what's going on. The president wanted the House to approve a Senate bill that would have renewed a law that would make it easier for the government to spy on foreign phone calls and emails that pass through the United States. Bush opposed a temporary extension of the bill, and lawmakers left for a 12-day recess without extending the law. Bush says, quote, some congressional leaders claim that this will not affect our security. They are wrong. Because Congress failed to act, it will be harder for our government to keep you safe from terrorist attack. At midnight, the Attorney General and the Director of National Intelligence has restripped their power to authorize new surveillance against terrorist threats abroad. This means that as terrorists change their tactics to avoid our surveillance, we may not have the tools we need to continue tracking them, and we may lose a vital lead that could prevent an attack on America. Good God. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Anyway, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a former U.S. attorney and attorney general of Rhode Island, said, quote, we know this president dislikes compromise, but this time he has taken his stubborn approach too far. He is whipping up false fears and creating artificial confrontation. As the president himself said in the Rose Garden, quote, there's really no excuse for letting this critical legislation expire, so let's get it done. Quote, but the president instead chose political gamesmanship, rejecting a short extension of the Protect America Act that would allow Congress to complete its work, White House said. Make no mistake, if the surveillance law expires, if any intelligence loss results, it's President Bush's choice, period. White House officials seethed over the fact that the House, rather than pushing the eavesdropping bill, approved contempt citations against two Bush confidants, and that was Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton and former counsel Harriet Myers, over their refusal to cooperate with an investigation into the firings of U.S. attorneys. You know, I gotta say, is there absolutely no end to the total disrespect that this administration has demonstrated consistently, and his contempt that it has shown repeatedly for the rule of law? Bush went on to say, House leaders chose politics over protecting the country, and our country is at greater risk as a result. No, I think we're at greater risk as a result of you being in the White House. But anyway, he goes on to say, my administration will take every step within our power to minimize the damage caused by the House's irresponsible behavior. Yet it is still urgent that Congress act. The Senate has shown the way by approving a good bipartisan bill. The House must pass that bill as soon as they return to Washington from their latest recess. You know, this president has been bullying Congress now for years. He's behaving like a spoiled child that wants his way all the time. But George, may I remind you, this is a government with three branches, not one. Now, apparently you've forgotten that, so let's do a really quick little review here. Okay, It has a legislative branch, okay, that's called Congress, and the public elect those guys, and you're supposed to respect their judgment and compromise, you know, work with them like you promised to in your campaign. And then there's the judicial branch. You know, you remember your old friend Alberto, don't you? And then there's the executive branch, which unfortunately you are supposed to be a leader of, but you think you run the whole show. Well, I'm just going to conclude this story with a quote from Patrick Henry, where he said, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when people forget that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." Okay, and I just wanted to encourage you, if you have anything on your mind, if you want to weigh in this morning, I'll be taking your calls at 800-313-9443. That number again is 800-313-9443. And I also want to encourage you to visit our website for insightful articles and useful information. So visit republicbroadcasting.org. All right. Okay, this is one from the Jerusalem Post this morning. They're having a sex festival in the Holy Land. Does that sound kind of like an oxymoron, kind of a contradiction there? Anyway, Tel Aviv has joined a list of prominent cities around the world, including Berlin, London, and Barcelona, that host festivals dedicated to the world of love and sex. A recent three-day exhibition held in Tel Aviv was the brainchild of a model who's been toying with the idea ever since she attended a sex fair in Berlin in 2004. The event was highly publicized in the media, not only because it was Israel's first, and may I add, it probably won't be their last, but because it also has been organized by a woman in male-dominated Israel, and with the adult industry's tendency to cater primarily to men, the fact that a young woman was heading such an initiative did not go unnoticed. Media preparation commenced about 2 months ago when Tel Aviv streets were inundated with large Sextival 2008 ads on every block. The posters depicted two perfect bikini-clad specimens posing suggestively. The city's major entertainment magazines wrote provocative articles that piqued the public's interest, describing the festival's expected shows, prizes, and special appearances. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 420. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Good morning, we're back, and we have a caller. Mike, good morning, you're on the line.
Good morning to you too, Nadine, Shamsuddin. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
Fine, thank you very much indeed for taking my call. I would like to bring to your attention, you know, in Chicago there was some shooting and five people died, but nobody talks about 40 people minimum a day die in the hands of illegal aliens that they're drunk and they have no driver's licenses and they have no reason to be in the United States of America, and there are crashes and people die from it. Nobody talks about those 40 people dies every day on average.
Wait, Mike, hold on one second. Actually, we haven't discussed specific numbers in terms of averages per day. However, I did have a guest on my show very recently who has for a long time been the head of a watchdog group about immigration, and he had a number of very, very tragic stories, one of which was a young man who had had a tour of duty in Iraq. He came home. He was with his girlfriend. He was driving down the road. He survived 6 months of warfare and came home and was killed on the road by a drunk Latino in a car who was illegal and didn't have a license. So we do discuss it on the show from time to time, and I agree with you. It is a problem, and it's not going to get any better, because I can guarantee you that amnesty is coming for these people. I don't care who they put in the White House. If you look at Hillary or if you look at McCain, both of them have virtually the same policy, and they're going to implement it. I don't care how many people talk about how horrible an idea it is or how many people rally around those that are opposed to it. It's going to happen, unfortunately.
Exactly. It's about the McCain that he himself is a sick person. He's totally sick. He has incapable of to be a president of United States of America, and if the people vote for, I mean, anyway, this is a rigged election in Pakistan. We just got the news from Pakistan that there has been many irregularities in Pakistan election already.
Let me ask you something, Mike. How much money is the United States putting into the pockets of Musharraf every 30 days? What's the total? Do you know?
Millions of dollars.
It's $100 million a month. So let me ask you and everybody else in RBN, if we're putting $100 million a month in the pocket of somebody, what's in it for us? Well, I'll tell you, the answer is our tentacles of the CIA, like the octopus, are in there and they're manipulating everything. And you know, I kind of want to pull my hair out sometimes when I listen to the news, when they want to blame things that are going on here and there and all over the world on all kinds of different groups, when it's ultimately, it's the CIA, and it's in coordination with other Western intelligence agencies. But follow the money. If we're giving them $100 million a month, I can promise you we've got our fingers in everything that they're doing, and we're manipulating the outcome thereof. Did you have any other comments this morning?
Sure, we don't have democracy in the United States ourselves. We have rigged election in the United States from the 2000, from 2004, and 2008 would be not the same, it would be the same as the 2004. So basically, we are just, I ask for boycott of the election in the United States. That's the best thing we can do. We don't vote. And if they don't vote, then how they can say, okay, all there was 200 million votes in the United States. So they can't. So then there will be a very bad situation for them. You know, the Hillary Clinton, forget about her. She's the head of the Illuminati herself, and McCain, he has a
let me stop you right there, because I would suggest that all of the front runners now have ties. And they're being manipulated, controlled, handled, whatever word you want to use, by some entity that has an interest in the outcome of the elections. And I tell you something, this word democracy is really irritating to me. We do not have a democracy. We have a representative republic, constitutional republic. And, you know, when I was a child and we actually were standing in the classroom and we put our hands over our chest and we pledged allegiance to the flag, it was to the republic for which it stands. We didn't say to the democracy for which it stands, but you will never hear President Bush refer to our nation as a republic. It is a democracy. Now, there is a distinction. Some of it is a very fine line, but we do not have democracy in this country, and it really sickens me when I hear repeatedly the ignorance of American people in this country calling our country form of government democracy. It is not. And there is an important distinction. Our government was framed around the most beautiful document ever drafted, called the Constitution. And it's been eviscerated by this Bush administration. And you've heard me rant and rave about that before, and I'll probably keep going on about it because it's sickening. Yes. Quite frankly, it's sickening.
You are 100% right.
Mike, I hate to break into you, but we're going to take another break and stay with
us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
For taking my call. God bless
you. Sure. You have a great day. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We have a caller on the line. Thomas, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Good morning, Nadia.
How are you, Thomas?
Oh, I'm fantastic. And you know what? When you go off on a rant like that, I just love it.
Yeah, my board op was wondering what's going on with me today. I'm a little fired up.
No, because you're saying it the way it is. And it's just like, you know, I wish more people could articulate things that correct, you know, that way. Anyway, I wanted to address the FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act,
yeah.
Well,
it's actually an amendment to that, yeah.
I see things differently than most people. I see that as window dressing, because my sources tell me that every phone call in the United States, landline or otherwise, is recorded, period.
That's right.
Without question.
Right. Yeah.
So it's an irrelevant act. It's just window dressing.
Because well, I'll tell you why it is relevant. Because of this argument that they want to include the immunity for the telecommunications bill. I mean, I agree with you in one sense, but mm-hmm. the assertion of this language in there that they're going to be protected from any kind of lawsuit that somebody in this country would want to bring against Verizon or Bell South or whomever their carrier happens to be, hey, why did you give the government money? I mean, let me tell you, we've been listened to. You're absolutely right. It's the National Security Agency. And they've been doing it. They've been listening. In fact, originally it was programmed to have a string of trip words in a conversation that would, if those words came up in the conversation, it would automatically record it. It would go through a system where it would be analyzed by a computer, and then it would be listened to by a human being if it reached a certain level of an alert on the system.
Right.
But I agree with you in some way that it is It is window dressing. You're right.
It's window dressing, and it has to give the illusion that everything to the majority of people have to see this as, you know, you have to keep issues in the forefront in order to keep people blinded and deceived, and you have to keep a dichotomy. You have to constantly be fighting over this or over that so that somebody chooses sides. As soon as you divide people, you know, you've conquered already, because everyone's going to choose a side. And some people like me will say, no, neither side is correct. It's all a lie. What's the real truth behind it? And that's what people need to start waking up to.
Now, do you agree with me about this bully in the White House who is actually...
Yes, I do.
He's actually advancing what you're talking about. He's actually creating an atmosphere where more people are going to be bickering. He has not been working with
us. I completely agree with you, but there's one point I wanted to point out about that is that it's not him. It's the puppet. It's the puppet masters, and no matter who is in office, just like you said before the break, no matter who is in the office, the same things will happen, maybe at a different rate, maybe in a different way, but the same goals are there.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter who's
unfortunately,
there.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll tell you, the reason I think they picked Bush, in fact, there's a new book out now. I don't know the title of it. I may bring it up in another show. Mm-hmm. But it was written basically about his life, Bush's life, and what a failure he's been at pretty much everything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he failed the expectations to fall in the footsteps of his forefathers. And so that's pretty much why... the book doesn't come to this conclusion, but I do, that, if we're going to have to push these things through, well, let's just get a failure and put him in the White House. And I think that's why. He's just a failure as a human being.
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, I thought it was because he was the children of Nazis.
Well, I mean, you know, he's in the club, and they had to find one that they could pick that they could tell what to do.
Right. He's a good puppet.
Yes. I agree.
He's a good puppet, and, you know... I personally think, like many others, that he is the last president of the Constitutional Republic, and the Republic is going to end, and it will take a new form. But it has to happen quite rapidly.
Yes.
If it doesn't happen, if they can't push their agenda forward rapidly enough, they will not succeed.
Well, and I agree with you, and I'll tell you, if you look at the last few years, things have moved rather quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, this whole process of the new American Union coming into manifestation, if you look at it, the framework of it has been established for a long time, but now all of a sudden we're seeing all of the puzzles pieces fall into place rather quickly. And I have said this on the air before, just once, that I have a very strong feeling of something happening this October in the middle of the month. Now, a couple of years ago, I shared that with a close confidant, and she said, oh, well, that's just before the election. And I went, holy cow, I didn't see that, you know. But I've had premonitions about things before that have come to pass, unfortunately. Well, and I have a strong gut feeling that there is going to be an event. Something of an unprecedented magnitude is going to occur in this country that will give rise to, that will set the stage for whatever it is that they have planned to now implement it.
Well, I believe that, but I believe it will occur, probably something may occur within the three nations, a terror attack within each of the three North American nations, drawing the North American Union together for protection. And that's their excuse, is security.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, Bush was in England a day or two ago saying, you know, you people over here got to be afraid too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this fear-mongering, and I mock it and I make fun of it because on one level it is funny because it's so goofy. But on the other hand, if it weren't so real, it really would be funny. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Wow. You know, it's absolutely, it's fantastic to talk to you. First time caller to your show.
Terrific. Thanks, Thomas.
I've probably listened maybe once or twice before. I'd love to have a way to stay in touch by email. Do you have an email?
I do. You can go to our website and email me at nadia@republicbroadcasting.org.
Just Nadia. Okay, great.
Yes.
And my name's Thomas, so you'll get an email from me.
Thanks, Thomas.
Can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Appreciate it.
Let's get some other callers in.
All right.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the something I mentioned to you earlier when I was giving you the headlines, the looking for clues about the campus shooter. Now, you know, it's kind of silly in a way when you say we're looking for clues about why a guy went on a rampage with a bunch of guns. Well, let's see. He's crazy. No, obviously, there's more to it than that. A little bit closer look at him, tattoos with demonic and satanic symbols all over his arm, including an image from a horror movie. He was engaged in self-mutilation, and that's why he was put in a mental hospital. I mean, obviously, the guy was suffering, and I'm not making fun of him. However, he did take the lives of several innocent people. And, you know, I wanted to rant and rave a little bit about this, because if you were to look at him and really understand a little bit more about his life, I would have to say, okay, let's look at his musical taste. Certainly he wasn't a Beethoven or Chopin fan. You know, and parents in this whole thing, as you could have seen over the weekend on some of the news channels, were calling for tougher gun laws. Listen, people. There are over 20,000 gun laws in place in this country. So obviously, that is not the answer, people. Parents don't want to parent their children. That's the problem. And then they expect society to come along and want to conform their non-parenting, the results of their non-parenting, rather, so that the government will cover up what they've done wrong. Sorry, the world doesn't work that way. Now, there was a video game that came out last year. It was really, really disgusting. It was banned in Europe. That's how bad it was. When Europe bans something, I mean, you got to know it's wrong. But the demand for it was so high in the United States, they didn't say which retailer it was. I suspected it was Big Box Mart. But it was so violent that it was asked to be censored. So they took out the castration scene, if that gives you a clue on how disgusting it was. Now, how in the world would somebody find that entertaining? Unless you're mentally impaired or you happen to be Lorena Bobbitt, I don't know. But it was banned in Europe, as I said, and not even with the censorship did they agree to sell it. But it was in very, very high demand and has sold very well in this country. And movies. Now, recently there was a film that came out on Rambo, and one review said the movie is one of the most, if not the most, over-the-top, gratuitously violent action film in recent memory, replete with disembowelments, beheadings, and other forms of blood and gore that reviewer had ever seen. And yet, so we have all this permeating the airwaves, people flocking to theaters to pay money to see this trash, and then we huddle together in a mournful wake and ask ourselves, why did he do it? Duh, America! And oh, by the way, who makes decisions about what's made in Hollywood and what is their ultimate agenda? You tell me. Yeah, I'm angry about this because several families are now without their children because a mother and a father somewhere didn't do their job. Now, some of you may disagree with me, and that's okay, but I'll tell you, there's been enough studies, research studies, and white papers all over the planet of warning parents of the inherent dangers of a child's brain being damaged if they're repeatedly engaged in graphically violent games and films. It literally changes the brain, people. So I blame the parents. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but if you're a parent and you don't know what the heck your kids are doing, then you better find out. Now, I had a friend years ago who said she was too afraid to go in her daughter's room because of what she might find. And then when the girl's boyfriend was busted for a fifth felony charge of heroin distribution, she thought, maybe I ought to go in a room and see what's there. And she did. And she asked me to come over and help her clean it out. I didn't want to, but I did. And the father was there. And he bragged about his daughter's inventiveness when he found a homemade bong in her room. He thought it was cute. Now, these were Christians, people. Every Sunday they were in church, volunteering to be usher, praise and worship team, and here they are praising their daughter for creating the facility to imbibe illegal drugs. God help us. Now, I don't want to hear some parents say, you have no idea how hard it is, blah, blah, blah. No excuses. You bring a kid in the world, that's it. You're committed. You better go through their room, look under their mattress, go in their dresser, because you know what? You might possibly derail a catastrophe. And to heck with their privacy. They're going to have all the privacy they want when they get out of the house. But as long as they're under your roof, And under your charge, you're responsible to teach them to choose wisely. You must teach your children to choose wisely the influences that are going to be in their life. Duh! You can't leave them to their own devices. Scientific evidence in the last couple of years has proven that adolescents do not even have the brain capacity for certain reasoning skills. This is new. In the last couple of years, this is new evidence. Their physiological development doesn't even exist for sound reasoning until they're about 20 or 21 years old. And there's been plenty of work done about the area of the brain called the amygdala, which is the storehouse of emotional memory. And if that area of the brain is overstimulated with violent images accompanied with interactive responses, then over time the brain will adapt. It's really not complicated, people. It's not rocket science. You have a child. You find out what the influences are in their life. You guide them. You teach them. You pray for them. Oh, God. All right, enough of that. I have a word from one of our sponsors. We're going to switch gears here for a moment. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. So why should you store emergency food? Well, keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dried Guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary step to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedriedguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dried Guy pays the freight when they're in the lower 48 states, so visit RBN's sponsor today and tell them that you heard about them on the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right. Well, this is a little interesting thing that French President Sarkozy has come up with after he dumped his wife and married some hot chick, which has upset a lot of people in France. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, facing a tide of criticism over his call for school children to adopt Jewish child victims of the Holocaust, hit back on Friday saying France had to raise children, quote, with open eyes. In a speech praising faith that also drew fire from secularists, Sarkozy told France's Jewish community on Wednesday that every 10-year-old school child should be entrusted with the memory of a French child victim of the Holocaust. The proposal unleashed a storm of protests from teachers, psychologists, and his political foes who said it would unfairly burden children with the guilt of previous generations and some could be traumatized by identifying with a Holocaust victim. This is ridiculous. They're supposed to be teaching children to be prepared to have the skills to survive in the world of work and of life. Does this do that? This smells like brainwashing? Anyway, I thought that was a little interesting thing there, so let's see what happens. You know, he hasn't started off his presidency too great, but too bad for the French because he's in for a while. And in the Jerusalem Post, Israelis are asking why is there leniency for pedophiles? According to data disclosed at Beersheba Conference on Child Welfare, some 2,500 complaints were filed annually in Israel regarding sexual assaults against minors under the age of 14. And the executive director of the National Council for the Child paints a darker picture, estimating that over the past several years, no fewer than 100,000 of its country's children have suffered some degree of sexual molestation. Some cases never reach the courts and most offenders aren't brought to justice. Yet those that are, sentences meted out to pedophiles tend to be exceptionally lenient. Even hardcore repeat offenders are hardly supervised after they are released back to society. Legislation adopted to keep track of them remains largely unimplemented. Studies conducted recently indicate that not only do judges sometimes impose ludicrously mild punishments for pedophilia, but they often fail to impose even the minimum stipulated by law. Incomprehensibly, punishment for offenses against children tend to be significantly lighter than those for offenses against adults. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty sick, disgusting society to me. And yet, we keep sending them money and all our goodwill. You tell me. We're going to take another break and come back for our final segment. Stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Stay here with us, and before the break, we were talking about pedophilia in Israel, and they're just not doing enough to crack down on it, it says. And so, in another related article, I want to talk about Israel's fight against sex trafficking, or if they're actually really even fighting it. And many women are living in hiding in Israel, and they're hiding from being wanted by Israeli authorities, number one for being illegal immigrants, but also from criminal gangs who bring them there and put them into prostitution. And during the height of all of this trafficking, it started in the beginning of the 1990s, About 3,000 women a year are brought to Israel. Now, they're brought there on false pretense of having a better life and jobs. And, you know, it's so sad to see these pigs prey on these women. They go to the Ukraine, Moldova, Uzbekistan, Belarus, and Russia, where there is such rampant poverty and unemployment. And they go in and they tell these women, hey, you know, we're going to take you and take care of you. I'm going to give you a job. I'm going to give you an opportunity to better your life. And these women fall for it because they're so utterly desperate. And so they bring them into Israel, and then suddenly they take them to a brothel, and they're told, oh, by the way, this is your new job. Welcome to the world of prostitution. Now, there was a specific woman who spoke to the BBC about her story. They have given her the name of Marina. It's not her real name. But she says she was taken to a place where she was outright sold. And she recalled how she was locked in a basement with no window for about a month, drank water from a toilet, and was deprived of food. That part of her ordeal only ended when she managed to escape. But after all the time that she was used, and sometimes they say up to 18 hours a day they force these women to work, she has the physical and mental scars. Last year, the United Nations named Israel as one of the main destinations in the world for trafficked women. It has also consistently appeared as an offender in the annual United States State Department's Trafficking in Persons Report. It's called TIP, Trafficking in Persons Report. The annual report for 2007 said Israel was making, quote, significant efforts to eliminate trafficking, but said it still does not fully comply with the minimum standards to do so. In all cases, the traffickers, as many as 20 in the chain from recruitment to sale, take away the woman's passports before selling them on to pimps. And sometimes the women are subjected to degrading human auctions where they are stripped, examined, and sold for between about $8,000 or $10,000. Now, prostitution is legal in Israel. Yes, I'll say that again. Prostitution is legal, but pimping and maintaining a brothel are not. Sound crazy? That doesn't even make sense. You can be a prostitute, but having a brothel and having a pimp is not legal. I don't know, people. You tell me. Well, that's all I have for today, and I've enjoyed being here with you, and I'll be here tomorrow. I encourage you to remember that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And that applies to all areas of our life. God bless you. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, honey, I'm home.